Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Press and go. Just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about impress, press on falsies, and press on manicure. The impress press-on falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles. And the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress. That's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles. And then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies.
Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Woo! Sarah's back. Sarah's back.
It feels so
Sarah's
good.
Back. Hey, Sarah's back.
Oh my gosh. I feel like I've been gone for so long, even though it's only been like a month and a half, or I guess almost 2 months now.
Kind of crazy. Happy mat leave. Hope
thank you.
That's going well. How long are you? Are you always on? Like, what's mat leave like when you're when you work for yourself?
When you're freelance, it's whatever you want it to be. I know. Every time, like a publicist or like a brand emails me or talks, or like an editor, they're like, "Are you working or are you on mat?" I'm like, "I'm on a mini mat leave."
Yeah,
meaning I'll take on projects whenever I want them, but if I don't feel like doing it, I'm going to tell you I'm on a mini mat leave. No, that's not true. I really have not had a lot of time to do stuff. But we're getting, Zoe and I are, you know, getting to know each other more, and I'm getting to know each other's schedules, and Matt's been really amazing and helping me out. So yeah, we've figured out a little bit of, you know, timing for me to record Los Angeles and do some freelance work. So yeah. And obviously, I feel like, I mean, I can't thank you enough, Kirby, for everything you have done. And you've like stepped up so much in such a major way. And all of the content you have done has been incredible. And I'm like, almost like, does anyone even care that I'm gone? Because Kirby's been doing such an amazing job.
Everybody cares that you're gone. Everybody has missed you. I have missed you. And like, this goes without saying, but I know you would have done the same for me. And even if you wouldn't have, I would have done this anyways. So
I will repay the favor one day, even if you want to just like take some time off, a little me-cation.
Just going to go on a vacation.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whenever we're allowed to do those things. But y'all, I met Zoe, and when I tell you she is the most beautiful child to ever exist, Gerber, get in touch. She's going to be a Gerber baby. I'm about to pimp this baby out, and it's not even
Kirby
mine.
Kirby has to say that.
No, I don't. She's so beautiful and she's so cute and she's super smiley. She's just a little tiny nugget. She looks like exactly equally like Sarah and Matt. Like sometimes when you see pictures, because she's almost like 8 weeks old, right? Mm-hmm, so yes. I haven't seen her like,
yeah.
I mean, I obviously saw the pictures of her when she was born
yeah.
and pictures that Sarah will send me and stuff like that. But like, first of all, she's even tinier than what you see in the pictures. So you're like, oh, you're so little. It's like she doesn't even feel like anything when you're holding her.
Yeah, that's what everyone always says. That's the first thing. Because they're like, oh my God, she looks so much bigger in photos. And I think it's because, I mean, it's rare that anyone is around an infant unless they have one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, but to me, she seems like so big now because she's already like 9 pounds almost. I mean, she'll be 10 pounds probably, you know, by the end of this month. And she was 7 pounds when she got here. So I'm like, oh, my God, my wrist hurts. Stop.
Oh, my God. She's so cute. And
but she also like she's a pretty good baby, I will say. But, you know, she gets a little fussy sometimes, and she was not fussy at all around you. And I think it's because she is, like, very in tune with, like, who you are and, like, your sound and voice, and she knows who Auntie Kirby is.
I mean, anything to bring me closer to my little Zoa, though. I love her. She's so freaking cute.
I know you. I know you.
I mean, clearly not helping, you know, with humble pie or anything over here, because I'm like, are you the most beautiful girl in the world? Yes, you are, but you gotta be humble about it. But like, just know that you are the yeah. most beautiful girl.
It's so hard. Okay, so your former coworker at Pop Sugar, right? You worked with Brandy
Malloy. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So she, like, I've read some of her mommy content, like parenting stuff. Like, she was like talking about like the schedule of, like, you know, her baby schedule or whatever, and she even put in like, give my baby affirmations. And I thought it was like kind of silly, but then I was like, actually, it's like really important. And then I'm like, how do you, you know, balance out the, oh my God, you're so cute, you're like the most beautiful baby, with like, you are so strong, you are the smartest little baby. Like, I have to work on that, because right now I'm all about the superficial stuff. Because, I mean, she can't really do that much, and she's just super cute.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm like, oh, give a baby affirmations. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when they're this young, give her an affirmation about, like, being smart yeah, when she's old yeah. enough to comprehend it. Like, now it's just like, you're cute, you're cute, you're really freaking cute. Stay cute.
Right. Like, I'm like, you could be the next Madam Vice President.
I know. It's so funny.
Just over the head.
I was going to ask you, are you giving her little baby massages?
Okay, so I am, and I'm trying, but it's not really soothing to her yet. But I'm trying my very best. Oh, that's actually a great... I'm going to talk about a product that I've been using on Baby Zoe that I've been also using on myself, because it's great when we talk about what's on your face. But everyone says that, like, after bath time, you're supposed to give them like a little baby massage, because that's supposed to like signal to them that it's like, you know, bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been trying, and she just does not appreciate it as much as I hope she would, but I think she will eventually.
We gotta get her trained to enjoy massages.
I mean if this girl does not like a massage or a facial, she is not my child.
Yeah, what is going on? So little baby Zoe, it'll take a minute, but you'll learn to appreciate these little massages that your mommy... I swear, I only want a baby just so I can, like, give it a baby massage. Like, when I watch the videos of, like, the little... like, getting their little yep. legs and moving them around, and then, like, doing the little chest massage. I'm
yes.
like, I just want a baby so I can massage it. That's the cutest effing thing.
I know. And, like, I can't not that I can't. I'm not supposed to use anything on her face right now, because she doesn't need it, one.
Of course.
And two, like, mm-hmm. their skin is so sensitive. But I, like, am so dying to give her one of those, like, baby facial, like, you know, and fill one of those videos that, you know.
Yes.
You've seen.
You have to.
So soon.
Viral in 2.5 seconds.
Yeah.
You absolutely have to do that. Well, welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you.
Just so everybody knows, Sarah is back for Tuesday episodes. So we're going to start off with Tuesday eps. And while we'll probably talk about beauty news, and we'll do, you know, what's on your face, some episodes may be more focused on, like, thematic content. So we may do a gift guide. We may do, you know, a topic like, what is hyaluronic acid or something like that. So things may change content-wise. Like, we'll still have Friday episodes. We didn't have a Friday episode last week, y'all, because...
It was a week.
It was a week, and I needed to, like, to take a break.
Kirby needed a break, but I'm sure that also a lot of our listeners needed a break too, because who could even think about anything else that was going on?
Yeah, I was just like, I don't think anybody's going to be listening to the podcast today. They're going to be glued to Steve Kornacki and John King. So
I have never watched so much CNN in my life.
What's hilarious is that everybody was in the same boat. Like, we've all been watching so much, like, CNN, so much MSNBC. And our friend Kayla Greaves, who's been on the podcast before, but she is over at InStyle. One of her editor friends, Sam, wrote this article for InStyle that was like, we're all horny for newscasters. And I'm like, wow. And they had the audacity to not include Chris Cuomo in this roundup of, like, people they found hot, which
that's a glaring mistake.
Chris Cuomo is bae. I am a Cuomo ho. And I would really love. Can we get Chris Cuomo on the podcast? Chris.
Oh my God. I think I've always thought that David Muir on ABC was really, really handsome.
Okay. So he was included. And Jake Tapper, Kayla waxed poetic about Jake Tapper.
Oh my God. Poor Jake Tapper. By like Saturday morning, the eye bags under his they were so puffy.
Bless this poor man. Bless everybody. I was talking to Patrick about this. So Abby Phillips on CNN, by the way.
Okay, can we just talk about how, can we get her on the pod?
I literally filled out a form on CNN.com for like getting booking people. Like, she has this in her profile on Instagram. So I went.
Oh, like her agent?
Yes. And I was like, can we please get Abby on our beauty podcast? Because I want to know the skincare routine.
They're like, yeah, that's a priority right now. No, we need to. I'm obsessed with her.
Anybody have a connect to Abby Phillips, please email us because we really want her on. But all that being said, like, these people look great and they're still like mentally functioning at the highest level. I don't know how they're doing it because sometimes like I'll just be talking to Patrick and black out and then I'm like, wait, what was I talking about? Like,
they had to talk about literally like everything and nothing, you know, because there were no updates for, at Arizona and Nevada. We were all waiting and they still had to talk about it in a new and exciting way. And I just was like, how are they doing this? And still people were watching. So it's not like people weren't watching. Like, we were still tuned in.
And not even like obviously people are watching during the day and half the night. But then even like people were watching at 4 a.m. Like I had friends telling me they're like, I couldn't sleep. So I'd get up and watch CNN. And
were they on at 4 a.m?
I know that Chris Cuomo and like Wolf and maybe even Don Lemon were on at 3 a.m. at one point. Like, their coverage was just insane. And
yeah.
Steve Kornacki, I swear to God, like, these people deserve bonuses, raises, something. Because, like, Steve Kornacki is, like, an icon of the election at this point.
Yeah, he'll get some sort of, like, caffeinated beverage or, like, a coffee sponsorship.
He's going to be in a Super Bowl commercial. Somebody pitched me and it was like an email. It was like, CBD brand offers Kornacki year supply of free CBD drops or something like that. And I'm like, bless this poor man.
Stop.
He said that he at one point was like supposed to be off the air and then was like, nope. He like went home for like 45 minutes and then just like went back and was like, sorry to my stand-in, but I really felt the need to be back here.
I mean, obviously they are so, so exhausted, but they are, you know, a part of like history. Like,
oh, totally.
You know, so, and this is hopefully never going to happen again. So they're just like, yeah, let's go all out.
I mean, respect.
What was the hashtag? Kornacki, what was it?
It was like, I really wish I could remember.
Like, not Kornacki thirst, but something like.
Yes, it was like Kornacki daddy or something. Yeah. Something of that.
Wait. So did you know that John King?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Was married to Dana.
Dana Bash. Okay. Yep.
Like, I'm like, what is this? I need to know behind the scenes.
So there was a really great CNN like documentary about like women covering the election, and it was like her and then the woman
who, by the way, her makeup looked incredible all like every day.
Oh, all of the women, I'm like, how are you doing this?
Yeah,
it was insane. But like, it was like her, it was a lot of the women that cover like the different camps. So there's like a younger woman that was covering like the Trump campaign, who I am blanking on her name right now, but she did an incredible job. But it was all those women. And Dana, it's Dana. Is it Dana or Dana? I can't remember.
Oh, is it Dana?
I can't remember. Sorry. But sorry, Dana. But she was like talking about like being an anchor and being a reporter and having to be at CNN all the time and then having a kid and how it's difficult because of the kid's dad. And it's John King. And I was like, does everybody know this? Is this common knowledge? And she's like, yeah. And then I like work with my ex-husband. And I'm like, are you kidding me? So
wild,
anyways,
wild.
It must be weird having like women thirst after your ex-husband on Twitter.
It totally. But I'm sure she's fine. She's brilliant. And she did such an incredible job as well. So I hope they're all sleeping right now.
I know. Everyone take a nap. On that note, we didn't have an episode last Friday. But we will be moving forward 2 episodes a week. Sarah's going to start out Tuesday eps and then obviously work her way back into the double episodes. But just wanted to give you guys a heads up on that. Let's talk about some beauty news. There wasn't a lot of beauty news. Obviously, this for sale came and went.
Hope you guys got your Dyson Airwraps, among other things.
I hope you got some La Mer. I hope you got everything that you could have possibly gotten 20% off, but definitely the Dyson. I actually partook in this sale, Sarah.
I know you did, you weirdo.
Do you want to know what I got?
Yes, please.
Okay. I went into the Sephora at the Grove, took Quinn on her first walk around and took her.
How was that, like being in a store?
It was good. We had her in her little like straight jacket, like sling thing, the dog in a bag. So she was fine. Patrick walked outside with her at one point because he was like, this is complete chaos in here. But I walked in with a purpose. I wanted, first and foremost, the brow blade from Urban Decay. I've talked about this product in the past. In my opinion, the best brow pen, because I like their color range. They have a wide variety of colors, and I like that.
It's a nice little felt tip, yeah?
It's actually a brush.
Oh, it's like the calligraphy brush?
Yeah. So it looks like a felt tip, but it's a bunch of brush hairs, very compactly, you know, put together. And then the other side is a pencil. So there's no spoolie, but I'm not that upset about that because I also picked up the Fenty Beauty Brow MVP Wax and Styler. So I've talked about the Wax and Styler before as well, and I was running out, and I use this thing religiously. I use the Fenty Beauty Brow MVP every single day, no matter what I'm doing. It's the only wax that I think truly keeps my brow hairs up. I've tried like soap brows. I've tried every other like soap brow, quote unquote, product out there. And that's the only one that actually keeps my brow hairs up. So it kind of reminds me, Sarah, of like taking a glue stick and gluing up your eyebrows, like because of the way that you apply it.
Totally.
So I picked that up.
And you like it more than the Benefit brow setter.
I do love 24-hour brow setter, but because that's a gel and like,
did it flake?
Yeah, sometimes it can get to be too much in my brows, and it doesn't keep my brows up as long as I would like them to. Like if I really want that like feathered brow look, I have to use a wax, and Fenty really just did that with it. So I picked that up. I also picked up this is hilarious. I picked up a Duo latex free lash glue
for all the events you're going to.
I'm like, why did I buy this? But I did put on fake lashes a couple of weeks ago, and I realized that I only had a bunch of like of the latex type of glues, and I'm apparently allergic to latex.
Yeah,
I have found this out because my eyes get really puffy. So I picked up one of those, and then I picked up something. This is a high alert for everyone listening. If you want some cozy vibes in your home, you have to pick up the Maison Margiela replica by the fireside, the fireplace candle.
You've been swooning over this for a while now.
Yes, I love the fragrance. I bought the fragrance a couple of weeks ago. I bought the full size after like constantly buying the little travel sizes forever. And It smells like winter. It's like kind of, it's not too sweet, but it is a little sweet. If you like the smell of sulfur, I know that sounds weird, but like a lighting a match and blowing it out.
Yep.
This is that encapsulated into a candle and a fragrance. The candle smells just like the fragrance. And I bought that yesterday. And it smells just as good as the fragrance does. So I'm very, very happy about that.
What a lovely Sephora trip you had.
It was great. So the Sephora sale is now over. It ended yesterday. Sorry that we didn't give y'all any heads up on that one.
But it's okay because I'm sure we have yet to talk about like all of the amazing Sephora holiday gift sets that are coming. So we'll talk about that soon.
We have an entire episode I think that we should do just based on all of the amazing gift sets that are available this year, because
totally
they're in abundance. But that being said, Sarah, there is an article that definitely caught some people's attention last week, and you and I have discussed this offline, but I'm wondering if our listeners have heard about the end of the manicure.
Do tell.
So the New York Times published a piece and she wrote about the end of the manicure. It's really interesting. I initially, when I started reading it, I was like, okay, like this seems like an opinion piece, not really like a report. There are experts in the industry, the nail industry, that she interviewed from different brands and things like that. Mm-hmm. But mostly it reads kind of like an opinion piece, kind of like filling her agenda on why the manicure is dead, and not necessarily based in like actual facts and research and things like that. So it just kind of goes on to say like, women are doing their nails less, or like women aren't finding happiness in getting manicures anymore. And perhaps maybe that is why the manicure is dead. Now, I think the article highlights how women have decided to completely reset during lockdown. I think that's true. Obviously, at the beginning in March, you know, there was less emphasis on our nails and our hair and our makeup. Like, obviously, makeup has taken a turn. Like, lips, people really don't care that much about lipstick that much right now because of obvious reasons, like masks and things like that. But skincare has really turned up. You know, we know from you guys, like, you're still very interested in things going on for areas like your face, areas like your body, areas like your hair. You still want those things. I wasn't focused on my nails necessarily at the beginning of all this because, frankly, like, I'm not that great at painting my nails. Like, that's...
Yeah, man.
I, before this pandemic, religiously got my nails done, like, every 2 to 3 weeks.
Same.
Not because I can't do my nails, but because I enjoy it. And the only reason why I stopped was because I had no way to do
Me
it.
Too.
Because the salons, unfortunately, in the state of California have unfairly, in my opinion, been closed for most of the past 9 months. Mm-hmm. You know, like they've had a very short window of opportunity to open up.
And even now that some of them have been given, or they all are open now, correct?
They're all open now, yeah.
But at a like 50% capacity.
Yes. So obviously the way that salons look, that experience has changed. And I think you and I have talked about this. Like, I do worry about like the state of salons and you know, the state of California, like how many will have to shut down because they just can't survive some of these mandates that the government has put on them, and they're not getting any assistance at all, which is really unfair and unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Yeah, it's really unfortunate. I was going to say this article does not help, but...
Yeah, well, it does. This article does not help, and I honestly think it's like... How do I put this? Like, you shouldn't not cover things just because it might hurt people's feelings, right? But like, I think that this is like a really narrow-minded point of view. Yeah, of course, like the nail salon industry is struggling right now because so many salons like haven't been able to operate as normal. And I think it's a little premature to suggest that a manicure is dead or that the manicure is dead. Because, like, we've only been going through this pandemic for a year. Like, do this in a year and a half.
We were all only able to go back to salons literally in the last month, most of us. And some of us still are not comfortable going back to the salon. And it's not because the manicure is dead. It's just because we're all still taking precaution.
Obviously, like, I mean, for me, I'm not worried about going to a nail salon and contracting COVID.
No, it's just like I'm like more worried about going to the doctor, obviously, or like going to the grocery store.
Yeah. You know, I just think it's a bit premature to suggest that the manicure is dead right now. The first thing I did when I could was get a manicure and pedicure. I went and got a manicure and pedicure last week. I'm very glad I did. I'll continue to go until they tell me I can't. But at the same time, like, I've been checking in on my nail salon to be like, hey, are y'all okay? Like, what's going on? What can I do to help? Mm-hmm. Like, how can we keep you guys open and afloat? The other thing I do want to call out with this article that I think was extremely reckless and really was just taking facts and helping to build a point or an agenda that you have versus like using facts to state facts is it said that manicures hurt the health of the nail. You know, it's just like that's just blatantly not true. I'm going to read a little excerpt of this because I think it's important. It says
that's like saying facials are harmful to your skin.
Exactly. This is what it says. It says, an interest in health is perhaps an obvious outcome of a pandemic. It's still a novel interest in the nail care space. The typical manicure, even one that uses so-called clean and free from formulas, harms the health of the nail and the health of the nail as a whole. First, cuticles are pushed back and, in some salons, clipped, a process the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention cautions salon goers to avoid since cuticles act as barriers to prevent infection. Now, yes, we've talked about like the Russian manicures where they just like completely shave off your cuticle. Cuticles are important. Mm-hmm. What I think that we should take away from this piece of information is while it is true, and the CDC does have like a whole piece of their website that talks about nail hygiene, this piece of information on the CDC website does not say that manicures are the reason why infection spreads and are conduits to keeping the pandemic alive.
Yeah.
It is merely saying that there is appropriate nail hygiene. And here are some things you should consider. It says, to help prevent the spread of germs and nail infections, keep nails short and trim them often. Scrub the underside of nails with soap and water every time you wash your hands. Clean any nail grooming tools before use if you use them in places like salons. It says, like, in commercial settings, sterilize your grooming tools. Avoid biting or chewing nails. Like, never rip or bite a hangnail. Avoid cutting cuticles as they act as barriers to prevent infection. Like, yes, these things are all, I think, pretty standard common knowledge. But telling somebody that their manicure is like a conduit for spreading infection and potentially like keeping the pandemic alive, I think is a really unfair assertion to make when it comes to nail salons. Like, and especially in a piece about how a manicure is dead, I think it's truly just like it's misinformation because it's taking something factual and twisting it to fit the narrative of your article. Mm-hmm,
absolutely. Was this article in the opinion section of the New York Times?
When I first read it, like, it just seems like a good, you know, like it seems like an opinion piece. But it just says skin deep. Is this the end of the manicure? As our socially distant way of life begins to feel normal, so too do naked nails. And it does feel very much just like an opinion piece, but under the guise of like reported beauty journalism, which
I think, Kirby, what you said, like if she would have written this in a year, if like the manicure still appeared to be dead in a year, when we're hopefully things are, you know, back to normal, then maybe. But I think in a year when things are back to normal, everyone will be getting their nails done again because I can't wait. I cannot wait till we can all go back to and do mani dates and, you know, I do all the gels and nail art and all of those things, which I know we're not alone because, I mean, if you look on Instagram, maybe people aren't going to get their nails done, but they are being super creative and doing their nails at home. So it's not like they don't care about their nails anymore.
Totally. In 2008, the reason like beauty survived the recession because people were buying nail polish. It was like the one thing that actually thrived during the recession of 2008. And how many ads have you seen for for press on nails, Sarah. Like,
totally.
Nails are not, manicures are not dead. If anything, I think they're thriving. What I would have loved to see in this article is like some statistics from businesses about how their business has been thriving, how it's been growing. Mm-hmm. I'd love to see some market research about different nail products and how much exponential growth they've probably experienced over the past couple of months. So I just think also like some of the brands that were and experts included in this piece, I'm not sure if they necessarily were under the realization that this was what this piece was going to be. Imagine like having a nail brand and then finding out that you're a part of a piece about the death of the manicure and your name and your brand is associated with that.
Yeah.
It just, it's not a good look.
Yeah. But I would be curious to know what our listeners think if I, you know, obviously I look down at my nails and they are bare, but I hate it. And I want to know if, you know, are you guys doing your own nails at home? Or have you gotten, you know, your regular manicures again? What are your thoughts on the piece if you did read it?
Yeah, let us know. Let us know. Now it's time for What's on Your Face? Yeah. Woo-hoo. Okay, do you want to kick things off or do you want me to?
Sure. Okay. I'll start. Okay, so the first thing is, let's just start at the fact that like my beauty routine has been extremely minimal because I have about 1 minute to apply my skincare and then at night I'm like exhausted, but I do still I'm still applying my moisturizers and my sunscreen and my vitamin C people.
Good.
But when I do, you know, go out, like if when I do see people and I have a little bit of time to put some makeup on, I have been using Say's Slip Tint, which I know Christina Rodolfo has already talked about. And I was really curious about the product because there aren't very many tinted moisturizers that I've used in the past because I don't like a lot of the tinted moisturizers' textures,
mm-hmm.
especially ones with sunscreen in them because they usually are really chalky, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to restate everything that Christina has said about this product, but I am just co-signing the fact that I absolutely love it. I was very surprised that I loved it. I am shade 3. They sent me 3 and 4. 3 is like perfect. I don't use it as a moisturizer. I use a moisturizer and then I use it on top of my skincare. And I can't say that it lasts all day. I don't know that it does, and I would be concerned if it did because it's like a clean tinted moisturizer. It's like clean beauty products don't usually last that long. I love how it feels on my skin. It does give me a nice, even, dewy finish. A lot of people have been asking me for like lighter coverage foundations or tinted moisturizer recommendations, and I always say like I use my Amore Pacific Cushion Compact. It's like my, you know, ride or die. And while I will still continue to use that, I am definitely going to incorporate the Slip Tint into my routine more often. And you like it too, right?
Yeah, I really like this product. I'm also shade 3.
What?
I know, same shade. And go us. But it is very emollient. I'll put that out there.
Yes.
Because it is considered a clean brand, they do use a lot of emollient ingredients. So I definitely have to pack on the powder, especially around like my nose and like the lower cheek area, my chin and my forehead. Basically my whole face. I have to pack on the powder.
Yeah. But it's not as emollient as the Ilia, their sunscreen foundation.
Oh, and that's the thing. Like it is very different. It's very different from Kosas. Mm-hmm. It's very different from Ilia. Those two products break me out. I can't wear either of them.
Same.
This isn't so oil forward. And like it definitely feels like a cream.
Yes, like it is a tinted moisturizer. It's not a tinted oil.
Yes.
But yes, yeah.
But I love it. I think the coverage is really beautiful. Your skin looks super glowy. I just have to powder in order to keep it on, like you said, because of the ingredients in it. But that's such a great pick. Good job, Say. You did a good job.
Yeah, really good job. Okay, you talk about product that you've been using. What's on your face?
Okay, so this brand I talked about actually in my beauty newsletter, which has been kind of like dormant for a couple of months because...
Yeah, I've been waiting.
Life is just happening and I'm trying
my
best.
Well, that's because you're running a podcast full time by yourself.
I'm trying my best. But it's a brand called Topicals. They launched, I think, August, maybe September. And this product that I'm obsessed with is called Faded. I want y'all to look up Topicals because their founders are two young women, incredibly intelligent. Their backgrounds are kind of amazing. One, like, created a business and sold it to a huge conglomerate when she was like 19 years old. The other has had, like, she's only 23 and has had her work published in dermatology journals. So they really know a lot about skin and running a really great beauty business. But yeah, the brand's called Topicals. Their whole thing is about funner flare-ups. They want people to lean into their flare-ups, stop trying to hide them, stop trying to be ashamed of them, but they want to provide products that, like, make your flare-up a little bit funner, meaning a little less more, you know, a little less painful, with less side effects and things like that.
I love it.
So I got the products. One is called Like Butter. It's like a healing kind of ointment for things like eczema and stuff like that. The other is called Faded, which is what I'm going to talk about today. It's a brightening and clearing gel. It's $36, but it comes in this aluminum tube, kind of like Summer Fridays and their jet lag mask. And it's supposed to help balance your skin tone, brighten and revive tired skin, and it soothes rough and textured skin. It's fragrance-free, dye-free, vegan, and cruelty-free. And this is what it says on the website. It says, for spotty hotties, great for sun-damaged and scarred skin, this gel serum fades your most stubborn marks, scars, and spots so that you can kick back and let your worries fade away. Faded is gentle enough for those experiencing hyperpigmentation that can't tolerate more aggressive acids and never is bleaching. So I've been using this for the past couple of months. I love it. It definitely has that stinky hot dog water smell that you would get from, like, C.E. Ferulic, but I... The way that people talked about it online before I got it, I was like, does this thing just smell horrendous? Like, I won't be able to wear it. It's a weird smelling good. Like, I'm like, oh, yep, it does have a weird stench, but I don't hate it. Yeah. I kind of like it.
It's because you're so used to the C. ferulic for so long.
So this doesn't have, it's not vitamin C and it's not, ferulic acid. It has tranexamic acid, which I've talked a lot about and how important mm-hmm. that is for hyperpigmentation, azelaic acid. It has niacinamide, an ingredient that mm-hmm. we all love here at Los Angeles, kojic acid, which helps inhibit melanocyte activation, and it's a mild exfoliant. There's licorice root, which is an antioxidant. So this is actually a great product that you can wear during the day.
I feel like licorice root is in everything these days.
Oh, yeah. And also this next ingredient, the Centella Asiatica leaf extract.
Oh, yeah.
It's like that Centella is like anti-inflammatory and it's also an antioxidant. Yeah. I know like a lot of different brands are throwing that in to help with flare-ups and things like that. And then it has melatonin. And I really want to do something on melatonin, Sarah, because... Last year on the Sleep Doctor episode, we talked about how melatonin is like a hormone and things like that.
Yeah, you need a prescription in Europe for it.
But yeah, we use it here in the United States as a sleep aid, but I'm seeing this ingredient pop up a lot in skincare. So it says it interrupts communication between melanocytes and keratinocytes, limits melanocyte stimulation, and scavenges free radicals. So I've been using this for weeks. I truly, like, people have been commenting on my skin. I think it in part is due to Faded and also due to the apostrophe prescription that I've gotten. So I've been using those in conjunction with one another. But the brand, the ingredients, the founders, everything about this brand, I'm a huge fan of. And I think that if you're looking for a brand to put your money behind and support, this one is a good one because not only... does the brand stand for something? They give back to worthy organizations. Their products are effective.
Amazing. Well, I have it in my possession and I will definitely be using it. So you sold me on that. Thanks.
You're going to like butter. I think you're going to like butter.
Because I'm so dehydrated these days.
Yes. Because you have dry skin. So you'll love that.
Okay. I'll use that. Speaking of dehydration, which only gets worse when you're breastfeeding and postpartum. Yay. Yay. I have been using Dr. Wu, his new hydrating lip balm set. So for those of you guys who don't know Dr. Wu, he is a famous tattoo artist. Dr. Wu is behind some of the biggest Hollywood star and starlets like tattoos, like Hailey Bieber, Justin Bieber, Selena Gomez, right? Mm-hmm. He specializes in the really beautiful, like dainty tattoos. And he came out with a skincare body care line, which I thought was really brilliant, because I think that, I mean, you don't have any tattoos. I don't have any tattoos. So we don't really need tattoo care. But I think there are tons of people who do. And so he made a lotion and a soap. They're all like fragrance-free, safe to use on tattoos. But he also made a hydrating lip balm set. And my favorite thing about the two is the flavors. So one is mint and yuzu, and the other is mint and cherry blossom.
Ooh, I like both of those.
Yeah, but it's not like in like a lip smackers type of way, even though I love my lip smackers. It's very natural, very moisturizing. It's got vitamin E and it has olive oil in it. I just love that it has the mint because it is like very refreshing. And then it is infused with these like Japanese essences. So the yuzu one is a little bit more citrusy. The cherry blossom one is kind of like a cherry chapstick lip balm, but not so pungent. And it just comes in this very sleek, chic, black little tube. And one of them, I can't remember which one, it has more of a texture to it. So it's almost like it is like exfoliating at the same time, which I love. But it's not like it makes your lips flake. Like it just basically, it's kind of like a good primer for lipstick whenever we all get back to wearing that. So it comes in a little set. It's $18. And it's definitely like unisex too. So you can get this for the men in your life. I feel like it's like a nice little stocking stuffer for Christmas.
Adorable. And $18, it's super affordable. Love that.
Yeah, for two. That's what I've been using. Oh, and then I want to give one shout out, because when I was brainstorming things that I've been using, I haven't been able to do a lot of product testing, but Zoe has. And so she's been using a product from, did you know that Kristen Bell has a baby line? A baby care line?
Yes, yes.
Okay, I didn't know that until recently. So her and Dax Shepard have Hello Bello, where it's like they make diapers, which actually are my favorite ones to use. On Zoe, they have like really, really cute prints, but they're also very durable and will withstand a blowout, which is always important. But they also make really great body care. And as we were talking about when you asked me if I give Zoe any little massages. So they make this lavender baby lotion. So after we give her a bath, I give her a little massage, and I'm hoping that, you know, the lavender helps remind her or signals to her that it's bedtime. Mm-hmm. And I've been using it on myself too, and it's great.
Double duty.
Yep, yep.
Well, we were supposed to have Kristen Bell on the podcast, y'all, and we weren't able to make it work because Sarah went into labor, but we plan on having her on soon, and you'll have to tell her that you like Hello Bello.
I know. I'm like so excited. I mean, I'm glad that we didn't interview her before I had Zoe, because now I feel like I have a better understanding for the products that she's making.
Yeah, totally. She's going to love that.
Yeah.
She's like super mom. Yeah. I freaking love Kristen Bell.
I was literally just going to say that. She is like super mom.
I have a thing up on my mirror, and I wrote it in like early 2019. It's like people whose career I like am inspired by. And I have like Kristen Bell, 34, when she got The Good Place. Granted, Kristen Bell had been like making hit after hit after hit like way before 34. But like,
totally,
it's a motivator to be like, okay, she got an amazing show when she was 34 years old. And keep going. So very inspired by Kristen.
I love that. Who else is on there?
Oprah, Abby. She was 32 when she like got the Oprah Winfrey show. So I'm moving past that, but still keeping positive. And Andy Cohen, he got Watch What Happens Live when he was 40.
There's so many.
I know. There's a bunch of people that like I.
John Hamm.
Yes. Yes. So many.
He was like, he was like mid-30s, almost 40 when he got Mad Men, right?
Yeah. So anyways, shout out to Kristen Bell. The last thing I actually want to talk about, it's not even a beauty product, but maybe it helps with inner beauty. So that's the tie-in.
Absolutely.
I'm a big fan of the Calm app. And this is going to sound like Spawn, y'all. It's not. It's not.
Like CNN. Yeah.
It's like, this is not sponsored content, okay? Like,
when that popped up, when it was like sponsored by I was like, this is genius, no, by
so
the
smart,
way.
So smart. I mean, seriously. Like, that's.
And also those little like 30-second ads of the rain. I'm like, yes, we all need this. Please rain some more.
So I have been subscribed to the Calm app for like almost a year. I really, really, really like this app. And I used to be like, do people actually meditate at home? Do people actually do this? Like, I was very like, nobody does this.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious, Kirby.
I know. I'm so stupid. As I got older and more stressed, I was like, I need to figure out ways to, like, get my life in order and, like, get my head in a good spot. And so I downloaded the Calm app. We're lucky to know somebody over at Calm. So they gave us, like, a free subscription for 3 months. And I was, like, completely hooked. I've been using this probably more now because of the pandemic. I've had so much stress and anxiety because of, you know, work stuff and things like that, and just like general stress and anxiety for the world.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I'll turn it on when I'm doing my skincare, and I will listen to, like, you know, a story, or I'll listen to a meditation or something like that. I want everyone to listen to this because I think it will help so many people. It's called Radical Self-Compassion, and it's by Tara Branch. She's known for really preaching about self-compassion. And one of the women who is like the head of like Tranquility or something at Calm first heard about Tara because of her work with self-compassion. And she got her to come and do this series on Calm. And I just started it. And honestly, like, I was just like massaging in my skincare, like taking the deep breaths.
Kirby, this is such a good tip, because I feel like so many people shy away from meditating at home because they feel like they don't have time, or that they can't make the time to just meditate. But doing it while you do your skincare is actually genius.
It is so helpful, y'all. And I do it obviously like right before bed. So like kind of, it's almost like signaling to Zoe with the lavender that it's like time to go to sleep. It's like, okay, I'm going to do my Calm while I'm getting my face massage, like doing all my stuff. And so then that kind of signals to my body like, okay, it's time to relax, reset, and get ready to go to bed. But, you know, I've listened, like Sam Smith has this amazing remix that's like 20 minutes long of like, How Do You Sleep, that like I used to fall asleep to. LeBron James will talk about like encouragement and moving forward and acting like a champion, acting like a leader. I'll listen to that on walks sometimes. But lately I've been listening to Tara Branch and this series on radical self-compassion. And if you have been feeling like less than, or like you are just not doing your best, or that you're trying and you're not really seeing how to like get through, even things like accepting other people or like accepting criticism, things like that, listen to this. It will change your perspective. It may change your life, but
I can't wait to listen to this one.
Really, really incredible. And I had to shout it out because it's something that I've been doing daily and I think has really, really improved my like mental health. It's been incredibly helpful. So shout out to Calm. I'm a big fan. And shout out to Tara Branch, because I just randomly like looked up, I think like, I don't even remember what I was looking up on the app, but she popped up and I started listening to her series, and her stories are incredible, and her like point of view has really helped me in the past couple of weeks. So if y'all are having trouble or just like need to zen out, by all means, calm it up. Calm it up, girls.
I love
and
it.
Boys. All right. That was What's on Our Face. We're at the end of the episode. That went so quickly, it feels like. Already done?
I know.
Wow.
All right, we'll see you guys on Friday.
So we'll talk to you then.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.